This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. US President Donald Trump has said the United States has attacked three nuclear sites, including Fordo in Iran. In a social media post, he said that the US has successfully conducted the strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan, and that all planes are now out of Iranian airspace. Addressing the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise, our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision of striking Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it'll change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things.
Bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history. In Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things. But in tonight's action against Iran's nuclear facilities, America has been truly unsurpassed. History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the U.S. attacks on Iran as a dangerous escalation, warning that the conflict in the Middle East could quickly get out of control. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi strongly condemned the United States after American forces, in coordination with Israel, carried out precision military strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities. In a social media post, Araghchi accused the U.S. of violating the UN Charter, international law, and the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. He called the attacks outrageous and warned they would have everlasting consequences. Araghchi's strong response followed US President Donald Trump's announcement that the United States had struck the Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan nuclear sites in a joint operation with Israel. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization has stated that the attacks on its nuclear sites constitute a violation of international law. Tehran's agency said radiation system data and field surveys do not show signs of contamination or danger to residents near the sites of Fordo, Isfahan and Natanz. In a statement, the organization has said scientists and experts will keep the country's nuclear industry moving forward. It said it will be taking necessary steps, which will include legal action. Israeli forces yesterday launched fresh strikes against Iran's critical port city of Bandar Abbas in the southwestern part of the country. Israeli military described the targeted place as unmanned aerial vehicle depots and weapons facilities. Port city of Bandar Abbas serves as Iran's most important commercial gateway, housing the country's main port, naval headquarters, and vital oil infrastructure near the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of global oil trade passes. As many as 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. The Ministry of External Affairs said last night 290 Indian nationals have returned home safely from Iran on a special flight from Mashhad that landed in New Delhi.
We all Indians are really thankful to the Indian government who had put this much effort. And the plus, the interesting thing was that they just opened that airbase from Mashhad for just for the Indian students. And that was really appreciable. Thank you.
बहुत अच्छा महसूस कर रहे हैं अपने वतन में आके. यहाँ की भी गवर्नमेंट ने बहुत अच्छा किया, वहाँ भी लोगों ने किया. और मैं तो धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ अपनी एम्बेसी को, जो वहाँ लोग बेचारे हमारे पीछे दिन रात लगे रहे.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.